The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. My friend and mentor, Dr. Paul Jaley, spoke to 800 people in Chicago a few days ago. They had gathered to say, "Enough is enough." They called it a Tea Party because they feel they've been wronged by our national government just as the Patriots and the colonies had been wronged by the King and Parliament in 1773. You may remember the colonists dumped shiploads of tea into Boston Harbor that year because the King was trying to force a tax on them without the approval of their legislatures here in the colonies. Many Americans are getting fed up with the way the national government is shoving unconstitutional taxes and regulation down their throat. And with this current administration proving to be the worst in history for this kind of thing, many are beginning to do more than talk about it. Dr. Jaley was invited there because of his excellent understanding of our original Constitution and how to restore it. He spoke for hours on the principle of interposition. This is the biblical concept of how you correct a government that has stepped out of the boundaries God has set for government. In correcting an out-of-control government, care must be taken to remove the virus without crashing the hard drive, to put it in computer language. We must remove the rebellion without becoming rebels. So how do we do this? We use the biblical principle of interposition. When the Jews were about to be destroyed by a wicked government official in the days of Esther, the Jewish queen of Persia, she appealed to the king to save her people. That is, she, the queen, the lesser authority, went to the king, who was the highest authority, and requested of him to save her people. That's the principle of interposition. A lesser authority appeals to the greater authority in government to correct the disordered use of authority. This is a revolution as opposed to a rebellion. In a revolution, you restore what once was, in other words, godly authority, using other godly authority to accomplish this. In contrast, a rebellion is when people attempt to fix a disordering government without going through established authority. They simply take the government into their own hands. This is trying to fix a disorder with more disorder. So how do we fix this current disordered government in Washington? Number one, we pray for the people who are running it. This keeps us from operating out of anger only and lets reason prevail. Secondly, we appeal to the elected servants with letters, phone calls, and the like. We're asking them to change it. If they turn a deaf ear, we go to the polls and vote them out of office, being careful to replace them with someone who thinks biblically. In the meantime, while we wait for an election, we appeal to our state governments to stand against the regulation and taxation coming from the national government. This is the state government stepping in, as Queen Esther did, between the people and the government authority that's out of control. This is interposition. If the national government listens to the states, all is well. If they don't, then we must take measures to defend our persons and our property. But armed resistance must be the very last option in this resistance. And then, to be blessed by God, it must be led by a government, not by an individual. A state government would be the first choice, though a county or city government could do it, provided the state had refused to. Did you know about the principle of interposition? Could you teach it to your children? How can you protect your liberty if you don't know God's method for doing it? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history seminars, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.